Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. 65 years of serving the Colorado outdoor public, based right here on the Front Range of Colorado. Just stop in and check them out. Let's go to the phones, and joining us, one of our favorite contributors from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, from Bar Lake, Michelle Siebert. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and you've got some events coming up. You always have events coming up. You always are doing things at that park. It's so exciting to always talk to you. But before we even get to that, the big question every time once we get in summer in Colorado is, what's the water level?
You know, we're holding pretty good for this time of year. Our water levels are good. What's great about, you know, when the water levels start to go down is that there's more shoreline. So there's more access for our shore anglers. So, you know, it's looking pretty good, a lot better than last year.
And your boat ramp is still open?
Our boat ramp is still open.
And, of course, that's 10 horsepower or less. And I understand, you know, that there's still a few fish in that lake.
You know, there is. You know, I've seen a lot of walleye and wiper come out lately. We had the angling for officers group out, and one of the officers caught a 29.5 inches walleye. So there's some big fish out there.
Oh, that's a monster fish. It's a good lake. It grows, you know, it's a lot bigger than what people think. It's bigger, I think, bigger than Cherry Creek or Chatfield, actually. Of course, half of it is reserved for the bird watching, which is always a huge draw out there. But you have some other activities coming up. Let's talk about those a little bit. And I think one of them you wanted to talk about were some shotgun clinics.
Yes. So we are working with South Metro Pheasants Forever, and we have two shotgun clinics, one on August 22nd and one on August 28th. You can find information on our website and our Facebook to sign up. But what's really great is they bring all the instructors, they bring the shotguns and the ammo, and they teach you gun safety and shooting. And it's a great opportunity to do it right here at Bar Lake. We do it back behind the dam. Bar Lake is unique where, you know, the southern end is a wildlife refuge, and the northern part we have different recreation, and we're able to have clinics like this.
Well, and shotgun, there's so many people wanting to get out and start doing some hunting, and a lot of times the shotgun sports, which we've got dove season coming up, we have pheasants. I know you're heavily involved with Pheasants Forever. We have our waterfowl seasons. In fact, some of those, you can even hunt right there at Bar Lake. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so we have dove that you can do the month of September on Sunday and Mondays. And then we have waterfowl that starts the middle of October, and that's on Wednesday and Saturdays. You do have to make a reservation because we have blinds and stations for each. And you can go to the CPW website to get that number and the website, and then just make a reservation. And it's great because we're just a quick trip. You know, we're 25 minutes east of Denver, so you could come out, do some hunting, and then go about your day.
Now, what about the water? I want to get back to the shotgun clinics. How do you sign up by going to the website? Is there a fee?
There is no fee for these clinics. You just have to have a parks pass, so either an annual or $9 daily parks pass, but it's all free. And that's what's really great about the organizations like Pheasants Forever. They really want to get people out, teach them safety, and, you know, they're a conservation organization as well, so we're really lucky to partner with them.
I understand you're actually working on some potential habitat for pheasants right on the park area or north of it where there might be some hunting in the future.
Yeah, so we have 123 acres behind our dam that we're working with Pheasants Forever to try to restore. So we want to make it the habitat better for pheasants and doves. And that's what's really great about being a part of that organization is that they're helping us with that area. And then also we have a pollinator plot by our nature center. So all those bees are really important. So they're helping us with that project as well.
That's another, you know, I almost forgot, you have another project, another activity coming up, too. You're doing a camp out for 100 families at the Brighton Rec Center, I believe.
We are. So on August 7th, you can register if you go to the Brighton Recreation Center website or Facebook, and we're taking 100 families to camp out. We have tents, we have lanterns that we can provide people. There'll be food trucks there that night. We have a climbing wall. We have an obstacle course for bikes. It's just a great way to come out and take the family camping, and we'll provide the fun.
And one last message I know you wanted to get out. You're getting a lot of paddle craft because the lake is virtually wakeless because of the size of the outboards you can use. And you kind of wanted to remind people about safety issues on paddle craft, didn't you?
You know, we do. We want to remind everybody that's on paddle craft that they need to have a life jacket, and they also need to have a whistle or a sound-producing device. And it's super important. The weather can change rapidly, and we just want to remind people that they really need to make sure they have all that safety equipment if you're on a paddleboard, a canoe, a kayak, or any type of boat.
All right. And if people want more information on all these events, is it on the website?
Yes, they can go to our main Colorado Parks and Wildlife website, go to Bar Lake, and then also like our Facebook page, and we post all our events there.
All right. Thank you again. You do so much to promote that park and get people outdoors. We love the things you do, Michelle.
Thank you, Terry. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Michelle Siebert from Bar Lake. We're going to take time out. When we come back, we're going to talk fly fishing on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.